Yes, welcome. So if you can turn your attention to your experience in this moment, and notice that your experience is made out of perception. Thoughts, sensations, which appear to you effortlessly. And that there is another aspect to your experience, which is not visible to the senses, which is the perceiving aspect, the knowing aspect, the awareness aspect of your experience. The screen, the space within which this hearing is taking place right now. And you can ask yourself, am I the perceiving aspect? Or am I something which is perceived? Am I a perception? Am I a thought? Am I a memory? Am I a sensation? Or am I the reality which perceives? Am I a visible object, a visible form? Or am I awareness? Because your experience is composed of both that which you perceive as well as the perceiving aspect, awareness. You can rest as the question. Allowing the question to take you to the answer. because the answer is at the source of the question, which is our interest in understanding our experience, and having clarity about what I refers to . There is the mind and the activity of mind, meaning thoughts and sensations and perceptions. And the mind is available to us, meaning thoughts, sensations, and perceptions are available to us. For practical, functional purpose, but also as tools which can be directed towards understanding. Not just understanding about how to navigate this world and body-mind, but understanding about truth. So the mind can be turned outwards towards the world body, in order to help us navigate the world of manifestation. But it can also be turned inward, to investigate the reality of our experience. Whenever you ask yourself, what is the reality of my experience? Sometimes it question which is asked is, what am I truly? What is I? What is the real I? Whenever you inquire into reality via the mind, you are inquiring into the changeless, into that which you are absolute about, you are certain about, that which is always available to you, that which you will always find right there whenever you look and wherever you look. which is I. The changeless beingness, knowingness, that which perceives. That which is that which does not come in and out of existence. That which you know yourself to be before any thought arises. That which precedes manifestation, precedes all appearances. And permeates manifestation, permeates appearance. That without which nothing can be. That which is the isness of whatever exists. As the mind is turned in that direction, investigating and exploring questioning the belief that reality is physical, questioning the belief that reality is personal and finite. Questioning the belief that I, reality, exists in time and space. Is sincere question, not seeking to swap an old belief with a new belief, but looking for certainty. you for the understanding that is beyond any doubt. What is it that you can be absolutely certain of in this moment? There is something rather than nothing. There is a reality, whatever that is. And this something rather than nothing takes on infinite forms and shapes, and yet it has no inherent form and no inherent shape. I can be absolutely certain of being. Not being somebody, not being something which appears, but beingness itself. They can be absolutely certain of awareness. There is awareness. The wondrous, magical aspect of awareness. Mind-blowing awareness. There are colors and shapes and forms and sounds and sensations of different forms and but there is no separation between awareness, the knowing element, the knowing aspect of our experience right now, and perception. There's no separation between awareness and perception. When we use the mind to investigate separation, we find a belief, we find a concept of this and that. These concepts may be useful. This table and that bed, this cat and that dog. Useful concepts. Experientially, experience precedes the concept, meaning awareness, presence precedes the concept which arises in awareness, out of awareness. The concept of inside and outside. The concept of here and there, experientially. There is no here and there. There is no inside and outside. It's just presence, awareness, beingness, not knowingness. So not to mistake the conceptual realm with the reality of our experience. Not to confuse the mind with consciousness. To use the mind when appropriate and as appropriate, knowing that it's a tool in your hands, in the hands of consciousness. So I invite you to turn your mind inwardly and inquire, investigate the belief that you are a person, that you are born, that you have a beginning and an ending. Conduct your own investigation, your own inquiry. Look into it. Investigate the evidence that you have that I is born, that I exist in time. That reality exists in a bigger reality called time. Take a look at your experience. And check it out that there is no separation experientially, that separation is a conceptual model, useful in some cases. This is my house, that is your house. If you want to go downtown, go to the right, don't go to the left. Concepts can be very useful, practically, in a practical way. But when it comes to clarity about peace and happiness, you have to go to the source. And come to the understanding that it is the source itself which is seemingly veiling itself and unveiling itself. And you, not you, the body mind, not you, the bundle of thoughts and memories, but you, the reality of being, awareness, is this source, playing the game of ignorance, and return. To the homage you are.